Ukraine's president says he's taking powerful steps to root out corruption in government. The deputy defense minister is among several others who've resigned or been removed following graft allegations. President Zelensky says there'll be zero tolerance for corrupt officials. Natasha Butler's got more from Kyiv.
Now, what Volodymyr Zelensky is obviously trying to do is show Western powers that are pouring in aid and military aid and financial help to Ukraine that Kyiv is taking this sort of thing very seriously indeed, and that that aid and money is being used for the right reasons and not being siphoned off by some government officials. Of course, cleaning up corruption is one of the conditions also for Ukraine to do if it wants to be part of the European Union, and we know that steps are already underway for Ukraine to accede to the bloc.
Poland's defense minister says he's asked Germany for permission to send German-made Leopard tanks to Ukraine. Berlin's been under increasing pressure for being reluctant to approve delivery of the tanks by third countries. Germany's defense minister says Berlin hasn't changed its position. Lebanon's former prime minister Hassan Diab and two other former ministers have been charged in connection with the explosion at the port in Beirut in 2020. They're facing charges of homicide with probable intent. The inquiry into the blast, in which over 200 people died, resumed suddenly after being derailed by legal challenges. At least seven people have been killed in shootings in the U.S. state of California. Authorities say a suspect's been detained. It comes just 2 days after another mass shooting in Los Angeles left 11 people dead. A human rights group has filed a criminal complaint in Germany accusing Myanmar's military of genocide. The case is being brought by Fortify Rights. It also accuses the military of crimes against humanity and war crimes over its crackdown on Rohingya Muslims. People in the ancient city of Vrindavan in northern India are protesting against plans to widen streets around a famous Hindu temple. Local authorities say it'll make it easier for millions of devotees and tourists to visit the Banki Bihari temple, but that means more than 300 shops and homes will have to be demolished.